Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
All right.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman. And now, Mr. Hendry.
Hey, it's Phil Hendry here. Welcome. And as you listen to this, I was just telling the guys, I said, of course, it depends on where they are.
Well, people are doing different things during different parts of the day.
Exactly. So let's just say that, I don't know, let's say you're getting up, let's say I'm getting up. I am in the car. I'm on my way to the airport. I'm at the airport. In other words, Phil, wherever you are, they may be listening to, Phil was going to say that he was in Florida.
Yeah, I was trying to think, you're not going to be in Florida yet.
All right, well, the show drops at a certain time. Let's say the show drops at about 11 o'clock in the morning, noon, Eastern time. I will be airborne, okay?
So you will be flying.
Yeah, but if you are on the West Coast and you hear the show early, I could very well be just settling into my seat at the gate, boarding on the plane, or depending upon when you listen to it, I might be in South Florida at Jackie's place, and, well, I don't want to get graphic.
What an animal, Jesus.
What did I say that was so animal-like?
Just, you know, you go there. The fact that you just went there.
Where did he go?
You know what I'm saying. He went there, to where he and Jackie are, where they are.
You mean in Florida?
Don't be a smartass, Phil.
So that's, by the way, I was going to say bye-bye, and then I said by the way.
You were leaving the show.
Yeah, the instinct was just to get up and leave.
Why, because I got upset with something?
Yeah.
Phil.
I'm kidding around, okay?
Somebody's kidding.
I didn't need you to tell me that.
All right, everybody relax while I get this piece of information out before I lose my freaking mind, which is the following thing. Yes, Jackie and I, what are we going to... Margaret is... I was going to make the announcement. You want to?
I'll do it in a couple of minutes.
All right. Because I was thinking about Jackie's birthday is this week, and we're going to celebrate her birthday by going to...
Yes, I know, and had I known, we might have booked somewhere else.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, all right, Daddy, if you say so.
That's right, don't worry. What do you think, I'm going to come knocking on the door? Hey, want to come out and take a hot tub with us?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, real funny, huh?
No, I don't think that's... You'll have your privacy, Margaret. Anyway, go ahead.
Thank you, Phil. Frank and I are traveling to Florida with Phil Hendry.
You're kidding.
No, I thought I told you.
No, you didn't tell me.
What, did you want to go?
Do you want to go, General?
No. I'd much rather stay in California, but I think that's... are you going there because Phil's there?
Because Phil's going to be there, and because Frank has some business in South Florida with a couple of clients. So we're going to Fort Lauderdale. We're going to be staying at I Won't Say.
Well, Miss Gray, people are going to know. And what am I going to say to them?
Tell them you don't know, and it's none of their business.
What?
Tell them exactly that. Tell them you don't know, and it's none of their business.
Well, if I don't know, then...
If you don't know, you don't know, and it's none of their business anyway.
Yeah, you don't have to know to say it's none of their business.
Under their business?
He didn't say under their... He said it's none of their business, and you don't know.
Yeah, so, you know, what's wrong with that?
Well, it sounds like if I don't know, then what business do I have telling him it's under their business?
None of their business. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, but...
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, but...
Thanks, bud.
God damn, bud. Yeah, but... Yeah, but...
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
So, Margaret...
Yes, thank you, Phil. Oh, God. So we're going to be staying in Fort Lauderdale at, it turns out, the hotel that Phil booked, where he and Jackie will be spending, but not only her birthday, but a few days, right?
I think we're going to stay there till Saturday morning, yeah. So, but, you know, like I said, let's have breakfast or something.
Well, I know you've got a dinner planned for her birthday.
If you got... Would you like to come?
Don't you want to check with her?
I'm sure she wouldn't mind at all.
All right.
What are you asking for? You're not going to be there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay, Phil, I'll accept on... Well...
Yeah, you probably ought to ask Mr. Gray, you know.
Well, I... Go ahead, give him a call, will you?
What are you doing?
I'm asking my husband if it's all right.
That you guys accept for Jackie's birthday?
I don't know what he's got planned.
Yeah, Frank Gray, please. Yeah, I'll eat. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I've got orange spats.
Will you get the phone, bud, please?
Frank Gray.
Hey, Frank, Margaret's here.
Oh, Frank, I want to ask you a question. Phil is having a dinner for Jackie on I think it's Thursday, right, Phil?
It's her birthday, is the 11th, 8, 9, 10, yeah.
Are you busy?
Am I right now, or...
Are you busy on the 11th?
Yes, I'm going to be in Florida, but you don't know that I'm going to be in Florida.
Frank, I know you're going to be in Florida.
I'm having a dinner for Jackie on the 11th at the hotel there. Can you guys make it for the dinner?
have to ask Margaret. I don't know if he can go, huh?
Frank, I'm right here.
Oh, sorry. All right, so what was the question again?
I'm asking you, Frank, for the last time. Are you free on the 11th?
Is he asking me if I'm free on the 11th to have dinner with you and Jackie for the birthday of who?
Of Jackie.
How old is he?
That's none of your business.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me check. I'm going to Florida.
We know that, Frank. Frank, we know you're going to Florida.
Oh, this dinner is going to be in Florida.
Yes, man, it's going to be weird. Oh, why are you going to Florida in the first place?
To go to the Henry, you're broadcasting from there, I thought. That's why we're going, because Henry, she said that she's going to...
Frank, are we free on the 11th or not?
No, we're not, but we'll break it. Yeah, barely break it. I don't care what kind of new high heels he bought, just break it.
Who's that?
One of my clients.
All right, so you can be there.
No, I'm going to be at the... I'm kidding around, yes. I can be there for Jackie Bales, and it's his birthday, and we can't wait.
Thank you, Frank, and thanks for all the cornball humor. It wasn't funny at all. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yes, it was.
Thanks, Frank.
Jesus. Well, what are you looking at me for?
I've got to look at somebody.
Yeah, I've got to look at someone. No, I can't make it because I'm going to be in Florida at that time. My wife, better check with him, you know.
Well, you know, Phil, he didn't understand what you meant.
I said, you asked him, it wasn't me.
I asked him if he was free on the 11th for dinner with you and Jackie, and he said he was going to be in Florida.
Yeah, well, that's where to go. My God. Oh, my God.
Don't make a bigger thing out of it than you should. Anyway, thanks for that, Frank. It's going to be great seeing you. Coming up is Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. And I'm told I have a surprise, and you know.
Margaret and I know, we talked to Bobby just before we went on the air. It's a surprise, all right.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a surprise.
Uh-huh. We'll be back, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, it's a surprise, all right.
Yeah.
Morris Cooley's Water Park. Excitement for the whole family. Big, giant water slides. Huge plumes of water. It goes a million miles an hour. Morris Cooley's Water Park at the corner of 5th and Main, off of Highway 17, Highway 61 Revisited.
Hello, this is Cy Hopke. Welcome to Cy Hopke's German Beer Garden und Dinnerhaus. We have the best Wiener Schnitzel, Sauerbraten, big jugs of beer. You can't believe it. Plus, all of the young barmaids will come out and sing and frolic and dance for you before the third course. Cy Hopke, we are the beer garden for all beer gardens. Come on in and enjoy a beautiful German experience. Cy Hopke's Beer Garden.
It's Chinese music.
Is that?
It's Chinese music. It's,
Well, let's record it again.
We can't. It's live. It went out live.
Bitch. It went out live. Live? I'm going home right now to shoot myself.
You're going to be putting me on.
Bye.
Told you I wasn't kidding.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Here is Mr. Henry.
Thank you very much, General. And Bobby Dooley is joining us from her new home. Are you still at Western Estates, Bobby? Bobby don't have a new home so much as she has a new, I guess, a new vacation home is what I gather. Bobby and Steve Dooley. Bobby, you're back at Western Estates, right?
Yes, that's correct, Phil.
And Bobby, let me jump in because Bobby and the General and I spoke. Bobby is at Western Estates right now. You're having what you called your first pool party of the year. You did not have it on Memorial Weekend because you were observing the social distancing, right?
We were, Margaret. Thank you very much for that. We were observing the social distancing.
I just was asked because I have a few more questions.
Right, but I would like to make this. I want to make the official statement.
Yeah, my wife wants to make the official statement for Western Estates.
Yeah, okay, you do that.
Yeah, well, please don't be petty and jealous as you are wont to be.
All right, ladies, just go ahead and make your statement.
Mr. Henry, do I have to suffer that...
Please make your statement. I don't want any arguments.
We are observing this weekend our pool party that we were not able to have on account of social distancing. Memorial Weekend, I know a lot of people were opening up, but we decided to be a bit more prudent. We also didn't like a lot of the materials. I didn't like a lot of the materials that Steve had created for what he called the open-up. We thought that was not in good taste.
What was wrong with the open-up?
Well, three guesses.
Yep. Thank you very much. Well, you are quick on the update.
All right. I can end this as fast as it started.
You've Boy, I can end with...
Yeah, he's not talking too good today.
Do you...
I can end it right now. Okay? Goodbye.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, yes.
So, what happened? You guys didn't have it on Memorial Weekend because you didn't like some of the materials that your husband made?
It all started... I'll do it, thank you. Steve called it the open up. And while it was the open up, we were opening up after being locked down. The pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
All right, I just didn't know if you knew.
I know, Ms. Dooley. Go ahead.
And I didn't like the tenor of the big open up.
Well, I call it the big open up because, you know, it's... Big...
Okay. Thank you. Steve called it the big open up. Well, I don't know why he called it the big open up.
That was what it was called.
All right, so they were opening things up Memorial Weekend. You didn't open up on Memorial Weekend. You're opening this weekend.
That's correct, Mr. Henry. We do join with other people in wanting the freedom to do what we want to do, you know. And we recognize that the black people who are entitled to their rights... under the Constitution, are going to be, you know, marching and everything. They're partying. They're having a good time.
They are partying, so we want to, too.
All right, let's just be clear about something. First of all...
Well, I'm not done yet, Mr. Henry.
Well, you just hold on. First of all, they're not partying. A man was murdered by the police, and they are in mourning.
Well...
Murdered is such a relative term.
Look, Dooley, even I understand what Phil's talking about, okay? Just accept it. They're not partying.
Okay, they're not partying.
Are you guys partying?
Are we partying?
Are you guys partying?
Well, Steve and I right now are on the phone with you.
Bobby, I don't know why you're dancing around this. Are you people at the pool party having a party?
I guess if it's called a party, yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
All right, well, if you're partying... And as you call them, the black people who are being joined by millions of white people around the world are you know, in mourning. I would say that they're not doing the same thing.
Okay, Phil, we're not doing the same thing. Are you happy? You know.
No, I'm not trying to have an argument. I'm just saying, you know, when you said that they're... Never mind. So you had some news for me.
Well, we just want to get out of the way that we're having our pool party. We're not splashing around and going, wee, a man was killed by the police. Ooh, isn't that... Of course we're not doing that. But in our own way, we're celebrating opening up.
Yeah, the open up, you don't understand. I mean, it's been really hard.
It's hard for a lot of people what's been happening in this country, not just over the last several months because of the pandemic, but I would dare say over the last many years because of what killed George Floyd. I think there are a lot of people in agreement. Wouldn't you agree?
There are a lot of...
I got it. There are a lot of people in agreement. Wouldn't I agree? I don't agree, Mr. Henry... Just because a lot of people are agreeing. I like to agree if I find grounds for the agreement. And I know a lot of people agree. Hold on. God, I hope that isn't COVID.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. I don't think it is. But while a lot of people agree that what happened to the man was bad, we agree, too.
All right, so you agree?
Yes, we do, yeah.
Yeah, we do, but we had the open-up scheduled.
So you might as well have yourselves a few beer and kick back at the pool. I understand.
A few beer?
Yeah, Mr. N, you said a few beer.
I was just trying to talk the way you guys do most of the time.
Huh?
What's that mean?
So we have Bobby and Steve Dooley with us from Western Estates Homeowners Association. The big open-up, as they say. They're having a pool party. Now, what was the news?
Well, Phil, we are very excited. As you know, we want to start with at the beginning, Steve.
As you know, Mr. Henry, last summer we had a fire at our cabin at Butner Lake. And
I got it. We had a fire at Butner Lake. Steve, roll the tape. This was actually caught on tape as we were leaving the cabin on account of I butt-dialed myself by mistake. When I got home, this was on our machine.
Yeah, here it is.
You butt-dialed yourself.
Correct, yeah.
I gotta get out now.
Getting out, all right. Where's the coat?
Right. Right here.
And the beach balls, too. Boys, get the beach balls. That's burning down. It's a dump anyway.
Yeah. 600 grand worth of a dump.
We have one for a million and a half near the Butner Landing.
Now.
We're getting out, but we're getting good.
I'm gone.
This is a big one. That occurred, Mr. Henry, 1 year ago next month. And Well, it was a traumatic event for us.
That was, what was that, the sound of your...
That was our cabin burning down.
Yeah, that was Butner. That's the second time it burned down.
Two times you've had cabins burned down at Butner Lake, and you build them back up.
Well, no, we tried to build... We had the first one burned down. We tried to rebuild it, and we didn't do it good. So we just leveled it, and then we built a new one.
So you rebuilt it?
No, we built a new one.
So you just bulldozed it down to the studs?
Yeah, we got a new cabin. It just happened to be on the same lot that we owned.
Okay, anyway, so you've got a new cabin.
Yeah, that's right. Why, does it sound stupid what we're saying?
Yeah, it sounds stupid. You say you had a cabin, then you bulldozed it, then you got another cabin. What?
Well, you got the same property.
Right, but it's a new cabin.
Is it the same floor plan?
Yeah, we tried to match the other floor plan almost exactly.
Well, what's different about it then? Why is it a different cabin?
Because the first one burned to the ground. Oh, my God.
Don't cry, Steve. Because the first one burned to the ground.
Well, I wasn't aware of the fact that it burned all the way down.
It didn't.
Okay, never mind. So you've got two cabins burned down.
Yes, two cabins burned down if you want to rub it in. The first one burned down as a result of the fires we had up here near Lake Isabella and near the Sierra Nevadas.
Okay, and the one last year burned down because of the fires.
Burned it?
It burned it, Mr. Henry.
Burned down.
Yes, last year it burned down because of fires as well. No, last year it didn't burn down because of the fires. Last year it burned down because of the fireworks.
Right, you were shooting off fireworks illegally, and it burned your cabin down.
We were asked, Steve was asked, to get a fireworks display ready for the annual Butner Lake 4th of July.
And I did, to the very best of my ability.
And he accidentally shot one right through our bedroom window.
Yeah, I got one. I was aiming it for our house, and it was going to sail over the roof. So it was going to be, keep your eye on the Dooley house, and then the skyrocket was going to go up over the roof, see?
Yeah, and it didn't go over the roof. It went right through the bedroom window.
Yeah, it was. And in many ways, it was a bullseye. And I remember jumping up and down going, bullseye, and then my wife...
Then I said, that's right through our bedroom window. Steve's going, yay! And I go, good one, dumb. It's right through our bedroom window. Real good. So it was a tragedy.
So you've burned down two cabins, and what's the news?
We have purchased a new vacation home, Phil, at Hollywood by the Sea. And
right up the beach from me.
Right up the beach. Well, across the harbor.
Yeah, it's right across the harbor, Channel Islands Harbor from you, Mr. Henry.
And we're so excited about it. We will be moving in this summer. Next month, we're thinking we won't be able to get in by the 4th of July. But
is there any reason why you picked out Hollywood by the Sea?
Well, I mean, we'd seen, you know, the brochures. We knew that you'd live near there, and we'd seen the brochures.
Yeah, we saw a lot of the brochures. And also, Kathleen Uvitow with Bugsy's Real Estate, she was so helpful. We said we wanted something on the sand. Okay.
Yeah, we wanted it on the sand, and we wanted it to be, you know, have a balcony and stuff, and you could look at the ocean.
Well, it goes without saying, but yeah. And so she said, well, I happen to have a cute little item here. It's only about 3,500 square feet, but we love it so very deeply.
All right, well, congratulations.
Yeah, aren't you excited that we're living nearby?
I don't think Phil's very excited about that at all. No, I got no problem with that at all. I just... I'm curious as to why you picked that location.
I told you, Karen Ubeda from Bugsy Real Estate.
You don't know Bugsy, huh?
I've never heard of them.
They're very big up. I would think you'd be excited about it, Mr. Henry. I would think that maybe we could do barbecues together and, you know, you could broadcast live.
Bobby, I have to tell you, I'm glad you guys have moved close. I would love to have, you know, more contact with you, but I don't want that to be an entree to be on the show all the time. And for, you know, us to be like...
God damn it, Henry.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be... Well, you are on the air, Phil. Okay.
Oh, no, you just don't want us dirtying up your house. That's what you don't want.
Yeah, that's what you don't want.
No, I didn't say anything like that.
God, Mr. Henry, it's almost like you're... God, it's almost like we're black. You know, Mr. Henry?
No, it's not like that.
Well, then why don't you... You don't want us dirtying up your house. you are going.
I never said I don't want you dirtying up my house. It's just that I don't want to live my show 24/7. But of course, I'd be happy to have dinner with you guys. Love to have you over. You know.
Yeah. You just don't want us to dirty up your white folks' house.
That's exactly right. And
what do you mean, us white folks?
Phil, you treat Steve and me and a lot of people as if we're black, you know? It's almost like I know how it feels to be black.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, we know how it feels to be black on account of the way you treat us.
With your oceanfront house and...
What, black people can't have a house on the ocean? Ah, yeah.
Yeah, we just caught you in some racism. You see, Phil, we've been looking at you, eyeballing you for a long time.
Hey, Bobby, don't start with me now, okay? Don't start talking to me about how, you know, I treat you like black people while you're having the big open-up and you're having a big-ass party. And meanwhile, there's a funeral going with a couple of billion people around the world, and you guys think they're having a party over there, too.
Say that again. Only make it understandable.
No, I will not say it again. I'm happy to have you guys with me.
If you're happy, then why are you acting all...
No, it's almost as if you don't want us dirtying up your white folks' house.
If you say that one more time, I am hanging up. Yeah, don't start making, start pissing me off.
We're not trying to piss you off, Robert, but you know how Mr. Henry's treating us like we're second-class citizens, and I won't have it.
Hey, I'm not kidding you. Don't start talking away. I'll be pissed off. I'll cut the phone lines.
Wait a minute. I'm in charge of the phone. You can't do that. And I'm not trying to make you feel like a second-class citizen.
Would you guys shut up before I come over there and kick both of your asses? Wait a minute. Bobby, I'm happy to come over and say hello and be friends. Can we not have you on the show every night?
Well, okay. I just thought because we're very convenient to you, but we don't want to come over.
I know, and dirty up my house.
It's almost like I want to get on my knees and say, please, Mr. Charlie, I won't come over and dirty up your white folks' house.
Hey, Steve, I'm going to beat your ass.
All I'm trying to do is have some fun, man.
He's only kidding, Phil.
Well, your jokes are just not falling very well in this particular weekend. I don't know.
So where is the house? On Hollywood Beach, right?
Hollywood by the sea.
All right. Is it close to any landmarks we would know?
We are down the beach a little ways. Phil used to go to have breakfast at Mrs. Olson's.
Yeah, that was your favorite breakfast place, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, my favorite breakfast place, yeah.
Yeah, it was Mrs. Olson's. It's not that anymore. It's called the Hollywood Beach Cafe. Do you go there, Mr. Henry?
No, I don't. I still go to Mrs. Olson's. It's in the harbor. I like Mrs. Olson's. Although, I haven't been to Mrs. Olson's in a long time.
Why not, huh? How come?
Why not? On account of you knew that we were going to be living here?
And dirtying up his house?
Yeah.
No, it's because I don't eat that much in terms of calories anymore. Those breakfasts over there are very filling. Not because you're going to dirty up my...
Yeah, right.
Phil, we just wanted you to know that we're neighbors. If you want to come over and say hello, that's great. We're going to be out on the beach enjoying ourselves this summer, and we're going to try to... We'll socially distance on account of the pandemic.
Yeah, we'll socially distance from you. So if you want to come over, stay 6 feet away from us if you come over, you know.
So when you come to the front door, can you stay 6 feet away from it?
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Okay.
All right, that's, you know.
Yeah, because like I said...
You don't want to dirty up my house.
God.
Wow, man.
Wow.
God.
Wow.
All right. Thanks very much. You know, I had you guys on special today because you requested the airtime. I'm on my way to Florida today. And
I know it. You're going to be having dinner with Mrs. Gray and her husband. So we would think the least you could do is come on over and have a BBQ, you know.
Yeah, we'll barbecue up some hamburgers, maybe even some breakfast. I mean...
You mean breakfast?
I mean breakfast, yeah.
What do you barbecue for breakfast?
Well, I mean, you could do like a ham. You can...
You can barbecue bacon. You can have a breakfast burrito. You can have the breakfast burrito is really the best. The surfer burrito, but a breakfast.
You're gonna drive me nuts with that freaking breakfast.
Well, there you go, Phil. So you're gonna be spending the week with Margaret and her husband, and then Bobby and Steve are just moving into your bed.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. Well, it is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
No, they're not. Phil, just remember, tell her, with the greatest of grace and ease, thank you very much, Bobby, but,
Don't dirty up my house.
Just don't stink up the neighborhood, you know, and,
Look, don't lord it over or anything like that, but you're a little bit of a public personality, not much, just enough for I have a pain in the ass, I don't know.
It's Miss Dooley.
Oh, shit.
Yeah? Yeah, Miss Dooley. Mr. Henry, he's been getting ready to go off the air. Well, I have breakfast over at Denny's. Give me the phone, will you?
Yeah, so you don't want us to dirty it up. I heard what you said, Margaret, and I heard what you said too, Mr. Henry. You think we're going to dirty up your breakfast? I wouldn't eat...
All right, folks. Dirty up my breakfast. World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah, baby. Well, all right, so we'll see you guys from Florida. Tomorrow's show will be from Florida. All of our video casts, by the way, if you're a BSP, all of our video casts are going to be home movies from Florida. They will not be videos of me doing the show. A little different this week, but we think you deserve some exclusive home movie stuff because we've been putting it on Facebook and what have you, and that's cool, but, you know, it ain't... it's not optimum.
Yeah.
So all of our video casts are home movies from Florida this week. Check it out. World famous Phil Henry Show.